Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Fritz Scholder on March 3, 1995. This is the first session of a projected series that we hope to do. And the interviewer is Paul Carlstrom. We're at the Remba Gallery. Is this Beverly Hills or L.A.?
Actually, West Hollywood.
Oh, West Hollywood. Okay, Fritz, good. I'm glad you know where we are. And this is an auspicious occasion for starting an interview. It's a somewhat unusual opportunity because you have this exhibition which opens, I think, tomorrow, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But everything is up and ready to go. And the works, I thought we might chat for a little while, maybe about 20 minutes or so. The works, as far as I could tell, giving a fast glance as I walked by, are quite recent, within the last, at least in the 90s.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right, in the 90s. And I've always worked in series. There are a number of different series represented in this particular show, because this is my first exhibition with Remba.
Oh.
And I wanted to give them a good range of the work, the recent work. So you have, for instance, a series called Martyr, which was started...
Which would be an example?
The orange monotype there is one of the martyrs. Mm-hmm. And that was started, I believe, in 1993. And I never know when a series begins or when it ends. Some series last for years, some series only go on for a short time. The Martyrs ended in 94, started in 93,
so
ended
just
in
a
94,
year.
Right.
Are there some other examples
here? I did
here?
Quite a few of the Martyrs, and there aren't any hanging in this room. Mm. They do have some others. But it is, I did sculptures. Well, actually, the large sculpture of the Indian is actually within the Martyr series.
Now, how so? How could I tell that?
The first Martyr was quite a twisted life-size figure that's on the cover of the new sculpture book, if you might remember, which I sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was a small figure coming out from a T-shaped crucified attitude, and it was actually something to hang on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The third one was a horizontal life-size woman on her back splayed out, and then the fourth martyr, which is this one, was of the American Indian, because last year went back to the subject it just was natural to do. It was just right at the end of the Martyr series, and so it somewhat flowed into my coming back to the American Indian to make a new set of paintings, which, in fact, this large painting is one. The series of the new Indians is actually called Red. Of course, the Red Race. In Europe, they're known as the Red Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And
As opposed to the East Indians.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in about a month, a major book is coming out. It's my first book in German as well as English. And it has every one of the Red series. There are 21.
Boy.
And each one is pictured in full color. And across from it will be full bleed, a 1:1 close-up of each painting. In this case, you would see only this, which forces the viewer to really look at the brush strokes and so forth. And this is the only one of the Red series that does not have a figure in it.
Well, I was going to ask about
yes,
that.
And which, to me...
There's a dog, but...
Exactly.
Silhouette.
So it's the interior, of course, of a long.